The court's decision came as a blow to the more than 5,000 families who say that the mercury in thimerosal caused their children's autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a complex neurological disorder that affects a person's ability to communicate and interact with others. Treatments are often expensive. In order to get financial compensation from the government, the families had to prove that thimerosal in vaccines caused autism in their children. Rebecca Estep of San Diego has a 12-year-old son with autism. She was one of the families that helped to bring the case to a special branch of federal claims court.
I was disappointed but not surprised. Vaccine court is a system where government attorneys defend a government program using government-funded science decided by government judges. I don't think these children had much of a chance.
The court released 600 pages of findings and said there is no sound evidence connecting thimerosal to autism. But the anti-vaccine groups dismissed the ruling. A national survey finds that 1 in 4 parents in the U.S. believe that vaccines containing thimerosal cause autism in healthy children, and 1 in 8 have refused at least one recommended dose of vaccine. That is not surprising, says Arthur Allen, the author of Vaccine, a book about vaccines and their controversies.
You know, at some level, debates like this never really end. There are still people who believe fluoride in the water is a government plot.
Dr. Paul Offit of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says it's time to move on and find the real cause for autism.
I think today's ruling should bring comfort to parents and finally put to rest the notion that vaccines were the problem. And we can start now to focus our attention on the real cause or causes of autism.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that autism affects almost 1% of children in the U.S. Some studies link autism to a mother's age, others to an autism gene. Still other research blames environmental toxins. In spite of several groundbreaking studies on autism, there is no single treatment or cure, although experts say certain therapies and educational approaches reduce the challenges associated with the condition. For Vidushi Sinha, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.